How you guys doing? No, not really. I just haven't shaved this week. I need to, probably. Well, it doesn't get any easier for us this week. We got another division leader right now that we're going up against with the Cincinnati Bengals. Great team, 6th-ranked defense in the league. They're playing for a playoff berth. And at the same time, obviously, we want to go out and get a win. So we're excited about the opportunity, and hopefully we can build off of what we did last week.
How different is it this week that it's a more comfortable situation? You know, you're probably going to start the last two games, and are you maybe not looking over your shoulder as much as in previous starts, or how would you gauge it?
You know, I feel pretty much the same. You know, if Coach gives me the nod, then I'm ready to go. And again, as I've told you guys all along, I think my approach, I try to stay as consistent as possible. It's nice going into a week knowing that you're the starter and there's no questions being asked in the locker room. And so I think everybody's prepared, like I said, hopefully to build off of what we did last week and go in there and have a good performance.
Adrian, obviously expecting to play. Preparation probably a little different than it was last week, but last week went okay. Mm-hmm. How does it differ when you know that he'll be back there as far as preparation for you?
Right. Well, I think the coaches put together a game plan, and whether or not that they know Adrian's plan, we're going to go out about our business the same way. I mean, you could look at the stats even from the game. I think we had 60-something plays, and 30 of those were runs. So we stayed pretty balanced, even though Adrian and Toby weren't playing. And at the same time, you know, it was a great opportunity for a guy like Matt Asiata to come in. I mean, you can't be anything but happy for somebody like that. You know, obviously, I'm sure that you guys know about it, but earlier in the year, you know, he lost his father. And to turn on ESPN and to see somebody like that who works so hard week in and week out and doesn't always have an opportunity to go out there and have success, score 3 touchdowns, we were all so fired up for him. So that's the great part about this league is there's a lot of talented people that sometimes don't get that opportunity, and I was just happy for him that he did get an opportunity to play.
Is it easier or more challenging to be that balanced when you don't have Adrian as opposed to when you do have?
Well, I think it's all dictated by the situation of the football game. You know, first and second down, how we want to go about, do we want to run the ball on second down, you know, and those kind of things. So I don't think that our game plan really changed much because, like I said, we pretty much stayed balanced and we were able to throw the ball and set up our play action and do those kind of things. So from the game plan standpoint, I really don't think much would have changed if Adrian was playing.
Well, this team, had you gone into training camp in July with a chance to be the starter?
You know, I honestly can't say that. And, you know, one of our big duties as a player is not to dwell on the past and to stay in the now, because that's the only way you're going to move forward and continue to be successful.
Al Peterson, did you see some of that potential in this offense when you signed here?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I think you look across the board from us offensively, we've got a lot of weapons on the outside. We've got some good tight ends. Our offensive line's a veteran offensive line that have played together for a few years. And then you've got your great running back situation here. So when I signed here, there's no doubt that that came into play.
You, of course, have a contract option for next year. Would you say you're giving more consideration now to coming back than maybe you would have had a couple weeks ago when you weren't seeing the field?
Well, I had that question a lot. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, I don't really think about that because I think it would be unfair to the guys in that locker room, unfair to myself, unfair to our fans, because really we've got 2 games to go, and you, when you start worrying about and thinking about that stuff, I think it distracts you. And so for me, you know, there's going to be a time and a place for me to sit down with my wife and my family and, you know, discuss all that stuff, but right now is not that time. I'm really excited about having another opportunity to play for the Minnesota Vikings and be the starter this week and go out and play.
At what point in your career were you able to get comfortable in the pocket and not really worry about the surrounding mayhem around you and just keep your eyes down the field?
I think that's always a tough question. I mean, you got 300-pound men trying to rip your head off every play, so I don't think you ever get really used to it or comfortable, but at the same time, I think you just learn that, you know, as long as you go through your progressions and, you know, and make sure that you stay steady in the pocket and try to deliver the ball, that's part of our job, you know, and that's part of our duty is, you know, you're going to take hits. That's why we're lucky enough to wear red shirts during the week. And then on game day, you know, that's just part of the job description. You go out there and you got to take some hits every now and then. But most of the day, you know, hopefully you stay upright.
Yeah, looking back at your years in Kansas City, why do you think it didn't – you obviously had the Pro Bowl season. Why do you think it didn't work out quite as well as you would have thought? Was it the constant changing of the offensive coordinators, or what was it exactly?
You know, I don't think I can pinpoint one thing, obviously. I just say that we weren't able to be consistent enough. Obviously, we had a great year with Coach Weiss as the offensive coordinator, and you know, the following year I got hurt in game 9 or something like that. And then last year, unfortunately, we never got it going, you know. But, you know, that's sometimes how it goes. And you learn from those situations. You learn from those experiences. And hopefully from there it makes you a stronger player.
Pressure from the fans. I mean, it was well chronicled. Some mm-hmm. of them cheered when you were down on the ground hurt last year,
right.
But you never really lashed out. How, that's just not your nature, or was that difficult when, you know, the fans were cheering in that situation and, you know, not to say anything and keep it out of, you know, the public eye?
Right. Well, I think we're all human, you know, you hear that stuff and do all that, but you try to just, like I said, as a player, if you get caught up in what people are saying and everybody's opinion about you, everybody's going to have an opinion, whether good or bad. And if you get caught up in that, then, and you don't truly believe in yourself and what your capabilities are and what you can do, then I think that it's a downward spiral from there. So I think you surround yourself with people that support you. You surround yourself with your teammates who care about you, and you continue to move forward and just try to take out the positive and believe in yourself.
Surprised how well they've done this year?
I'm not. You know what? That's a great team, and obviously they've had a tremendous amount of talent there on defense, and Andy Reid is a heck of a coach, and Alex has gone in there and done a tremendous job, and they've done a great job utilizing their tools there, and so I'm not surprised at all, and you know what, I'm excited for a lot of those guys that I know that are still there, and it would be a fun time right now at Arrowhead, I'm sure, because that's a fun place to play when things are going well.
We've talked the last couple of weeks about, you know, your career. What do you think you need to kind of, with a team, become, you know, the guy, long-term quarterback with that team? Is it just taking care of the ball better, which you maybe had some problems with in Kansas City? Or are there other aspects in your quarterbacking? What would you say about that?
Well, I think as a quarterback, you're constantly working to get better in each and every phase of your game. I'm learning just as much this year as I've learned every other year previous. So you try to build on your positives and really work on those negative things and the things that maybe you struggle with. Maybe it's a progression. Maybe it's stepping up in the pocket or seeing a blitz. And if you're able to continue to work, I think then you get better each and every day.
Able to have such success against Philadelphia, especially in the deep passing game?
You know what, guys did a tremendous job of just running to get open, and the offensive line gave us some time, and you know, I was able to see the field well throughout the game. I was understanding what we were trying to get done and accomplish with those plays, and I think that it just all kind of came together for us.
How often do you go to the line of scrimmage with a run pass option, and does your call influenced at all by whether it's Adrian or Matt Asiata behind?
You know, normally anytime you have a check at the line of scrimmage, whether it's run pass or run to run, it's based off a certain look that the defense is going to give you. It's not who's behind you or anything like that. And so throughout the course of a week, you know, and I've been in a lot of different systems, it's basically the same throughout every system I've been in. It's just based and dictated off of the defensive look. So whether it's safety rotation or they don't rotate or anything like that, that's usually what the check's based off of.
You got different looks on Sunday because without Adrian, it would have seemed like it would have been more guarding against the pass, but yet you had the 382 yards.
Right.
Compared to games you've had with Adrian.
You know, to be completely honest, their scheme is pretty consistent throughout. You know, they don't change much, and why would they? I mean, before this game, I think they gave up a total of 24 points, was the most all season, you know, and they won 5 straight. So I think that they came in with the mentality of we're going to do what we do. And you know, I think that we had a great week of practice, great preparation, and really understood what we were trying to get accomplished, like I said, with some of the plays that their coaches did a great job putting together.
Thanks.
Yep, you got it.